Friday's arrests follow the capture in Pakistan earlier this week of a man believed to have helped mastermind the September 11th attacks. We caught up with the BBC's Susanna Price from Islamabad, Pakistan, to find out about the man authorities believe is Ramzi bin al-Shib.
He is basically seen as a prime mover, really, behind the September the 11th attacks. The German authorities say that he shared an apartment in Hamburg with Mohammed Atta, who was generally seen as the leader of the suicide hijackers. Now, Ramzi bin al-Shib actually spoke on Al Jazeera with the Arabic television and said he had applied to go to the United States 3 times and had been refused a visa, it's thought because he's a Yemeni. And he had wanted to come to the United States to take part in the hijacking. It's thought he would have been the 20th hijacker. As he was refused a visa, he was told to stay in Germany. And it's thought from there he organized the logistics. And he was also responsible for channeling funds to the hijackers.
Susanna, why do authorities think this is bin al-Shib?
Well, they haven't given out any definitive clues. They haven't told us what led to them identifying him as bin al-Shib, but they seem very certain that he is. This is what the Pakistani Interior Minister has said. It's what the authorities here are telling us. It may well be that the delay between the raid on Wednesday and them coming out with the identification gave them time to absolutely verify that it was him. Maybe they didn't want to leap into identifying him too early. And I think this is probably why they won't go straight into identifying the second high-profile member of al-Qaeda that they also say they've captured.
Is there any new information about this particular cell?
We have heard that basically the Pakistanis are saying they've arrested 12 foreign militants in various raids this week. So we know there was definitely one on Monday evening. There was this raid on the Wednesday. There was possibly a third raid. In fact, Pakistan's president, General Pervez Musharraf, spoke about the nationality of those who'd been arrested. He said that a lot of them were Yemeni. There was a Saudi and an Egyptian. So it seems that they were a foreign militant cell. It seems they were heavily armed. The shootout on Wednesday went on for about 3 hours. The suspects inside threw hand grenades. They had submachine guns. It also seems they had good communication equipment. When the authorities went into the apartment, they picked up a satellite telephone, which may well be the key to why they carried out the raid on this place in the first place. They found a laptop computer. There were also some CDs of Osama bin Laden's speeches. So it seems they're well organized and they were very determined to resist arrest.
What happens to the suspects now?
Bin al-Shaib is being interrogated by the Pakistani intelligence agencies. They'll presumably want to know more information about the September the 11th attacks, as well as other possible cells in Pakistan. It's quite likely he'll be handed over to the American authorities. This happened before with another high-level al-Qaeda suspect who was captured. But we don't know if the Americans will want him to come to the United States, if he'll go to an American base in Afghanistan, or he might go to Guantanamo Bay. And of course, there's also the possibility that the German authorities may want to speak to him because they have a warrant out for his arrest as well.
Just a little bit of analysis, Susanna, for the big picture. Why is this arrest so important to the overall investigation?
Well, he's one of the most important al-Qaeda members who has been picked up since September the 11th. Another one who was picked up in Pakistan, Abu Zubaydah, is also extremely important. I think it's felt he may well have vital information on the leadership, possibly even on the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden and whether he's alive or dead. And of course, that will be the information that the Americans in particular will really want to get out of him.
Susanna, thank you so much for the update.
My pleasure.
The BBC's Susanna Price joins us from Islamabad, Pakistan.